T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What a day, Ron, in Steelers history. I mentioned earlier this was the day they drafted Terry Bradshaw in 1970. I didn't realize that a year earlier this was the day they hired Chuck Knoll. Could there be a better day in Steeler history?
No.
More influential.
Right. Chuck Knoll in 1969, they won their first game, I believe, against Detroit, and then lost 13 in a row and selected the blonde bomber from Louisiana Tech.
Wow. I don't think that one. I mean, Franco's drafting, of course, was gigantic. Joe Green, of course, gigantic.
That was the number one pick.
Chuck Knoll, of course, maybe the most gigantic of them all. But, man, Bradshaw's in that mix with the most influential and impactful moment in the history of the franchise to get that guy.
I didn't realize it was on the same day.
That is unreal. And there's something else that happened this day now that I think about it that I'm forgetting. I can't remember. Can you? Now I'm trying to remember. What was it?
On January 27th. What's it?
Wait, it's the 27th? It's the date today?
Today's the 27th.
Okay.
Yeah. Didn't I say it was the Chief's birthday?
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's three things now.
We talked at the top of the show that
the
Chief would have been 122 today.
Anything else for today in Steeler
and
history?
Brian Reynolds' birthday. He's 28,
that
but that's not
quite
Steeler history.
Fit in here, but yes. Wow. All right.
The Chief's birthday.
Give me the 5 most influential people in the history of the franchise then. Chief would obviously be one.
The Steelers? Well, he started it, yeah. Including players, right?
Of course.
I'd have to say, just off the top of my head.
Yeah.
The Chief.
Mm-hmm.
Dan.
Yep.
Knoll.
Yep.
Joe Green.
Yeah.
4. Probably Bradshaw. 5.
I think I would agree with you.
Franco, real high.
Real high.
He'd be 6, maybe. And then the litany of Hall of Famers that came. But I would definitely say those. You know, I hate to go 3 front office coach types, but I think they qualify. And Joe Green has to be the number one player. And then I'd say Bradshaw.
Yeah, I mean, when you talk about a franchise that went from 1933 to 1972 with, count them, 0 playoff wins, that's not a 6-year streak. That's a 6. How many decades is that? 40s, 50s, 6, that's like a 40-some years.
Well, this streak they're on now, 6 without a playoff win's the longest since Knoll's early days and a couple years before Knoll.
Since one that started in the 60s, or the whole franchise history.
Right.
And then Knoll came in and completely transformed the culture of the Steelers.
And Dan took over the team.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and hired Knoll.
Dan took over the team from his dad.
Yep. What a day. All right, Ron, that leads us to this. Things haven't been great lately by Steelers standards by any means, but the fact remains that they have played in more conference championships than any team in the NFL. More conference championships. I undertook the task of ranking them in terms of worst to first, not by quality of game, but by how you probably felt about it. And I'm just going to name these, and I'd love a memory, just what pops into your mind, unless it's a swear word, you can't say that. So I'll start with what I thought was the worst and just go up. January 15th, 1995, Three Rivers Stadium, Chargers 17, Steelers 13.
One of the biggest upsets in franchise history. Not the biggest, but one of them. I was out in San Diego all week writing about the Chargers coming to Pittsburgh, and I remember the weather was incredible, like 60 degrees.
Yeah.
And the Chargers... The weather here was unbelievable. And then I can remember Alfred Papunu running up the field with a touchdown. And then who was it, the wide receiver that beat the cornerback? They had to help the cornerback off the field.
McCyer was the cornerback.
Basically, he was sobbing. They had to carry him off the field. Tony Parker, I want to say. I don't know. I can't remember.
It was Stan Humphries at quarterback. Right. I know that. Papunu, and I know the Steelers put out a Super Bowl video that week.
That was
Eric
Green creation. That was everybody. Everybody thought they were going to the Super Bowl. And then they got there the next year.
For me, what stands out is Dan Rooney telling me his biggest disappointment in football was at Joe Robbie Stadium 2 weeks later, looking down on the field and seeing the Chargers logo at the Super Bowl in the end zone when it should have been the Steelers.
And they got killed by San Francisco, right?
Yeah, I think that would have been a way more competitive game. I think it would have been a good game, although that San Francisco team. Wow.
I think Steve Young was the quarterback.
Yes,
he
was.
He threw like an 80-yard pass on the first play. Touchdown.
That's exactly right. Exactly right. All right, Ron, what springs to mind when I bring up December 26th, 1976, Raiders 24, Steelers 7.
Steelers felt like they had the best team, and then Franco and Rocky got hurt the week before in Baltimore when the plane crashed that day. They didn't get hurt because of that, and they felt like they were the better team. And they went in shorthanded. I think who was a Reggie was a running back. Reggie
Harrison
was the running back, and they just couldn't get it done. And I mean, Oakland obviously was a very good team.
Great team.
But they couldn't, you know, they felt like with their defense that year, they would have won, but Franco and Rocky got hurt.
Yeah. We'll never know. I mean, the Raiders and Steelers beat each other regularly. And if I'm not mistaken, the Raiders beat the Steelers in the regular season that year. So who knows what might have happened, but I think it would have been far more competitive. Jack Lambert always believed that was the Steelers' greatest collection of talent that year, their best team.
I think they all felt that way, but it can't be your best team if you don't win.
It can, if injuries cause you to lose.
The 93 Penguins were their best team ever.
Right.
Probably, and they didn't win. I can't put them up with the Cup teams, even though their talent may have been better.
January 27th, 2002. So the 2001 season, Heinz Field, Patriots 24, Steelers 17.
Yeah, cheaters, right? Isn't that what Hoke and everybody else believes?
Yeah, I think they believed more a few years later. But yeah,
which one too. Which one was the frigid game? Was it that one?
That was the one in 3 years later.
I can still see Tom Brady dropping tears from heaven into his receiver's arms.
Yeah.
Just perfect plays on an absolutely frigid day.
This one, the Steelers were a 10.5-point favorite.
Was that the special teams
game? Disasters.
Yep.
A 10.5-point favorite on their home field. They looked like they had a big advantage at quarterback, Cordell Stewart, against a rookie named Tom Brady. You ever heard of him, Ron?
I believe I'm still hearing about him.
Brady played, incidentally, so far, in 13 AFC championship games, and he was 9-4, including this one. Here's the next one. January 23rd, 2005, Patriots 41, Steelers 27.
That was in New England?
No, that was here, Heinz Field. That's the one we just referred to.
Yeah, I didn't think it was. I thought those passes were in a much closer game than that.
No.
Maybe I'm wrong. I guess I am wrong. I just remember the weather that day was just, you know, if your team's winning, it's bearable. If your team is losing, it's horrendous. And people I know were there, I wasn't at that one, talking about their beer freezing in the cup in their in their hand. That's pretty damn cold.
That was a great Steeler team. Ben had the interception way down in Patriots territory at the end of the half that Rodney Harrison took for a touchdown. And this is the game, Ron, that people believe the Patriots cheated. There was an ESPN investigative piece in 2015 on Spygate, and I'll quote that piece. Some of the Steelers' defensive coaches remain convinced that a deep touchdown pass from Brady to Deion Branch in that game came from stolen signals because Pittsburgh hadn't changed its signals all year, sources say. And the two teams had played a game in the regular season that Matt Walsh, Patriots employee, told investigators he believes was taped. And then here's the key quote. I think Seth Wickersham and Don Van Natta wrote this story for ESPN. Quote, they knew the signals, so they knew when it went in, what the coverage was, and how to attack it, says a former Steelers coach. I've had a couple guys on my teams from New England, and they've told me those things. So that was the first time I ever saw Spygate get put to a specific play.
Yeah. Now, do the Steelers have some culpability here for not changing their signals?
Probably.
You would think you should. These coaches are so careful about crossing every T and dotting every I. It sounds to me like somebody missed something there.
They did, but to me, that's like saying I had culpability by not locking my car last night and it got stolen. Yeah. Who's more culpable, me or the guy who stole it?
I hear you.
So, and the eternal question with Spygate is, if it wasn't that helpful, then why did Belichick go to such great lengths to do it for so long?
Why did the league burn the tapes?
Of that game. Specifically of that game and the signals that were stolen earlier in the year during their regular season matchup.
I can still see Hokie, his veins in his neck over here.
How big of a deal is that to you, Ron?
Again, because I
say this because you've gone to the length of keeping a sign stealer out of the Baseball Hall of Fame. Is this different for you?
Yeah, I guess it is. I take the Cower approach to that. I tend to lean more towards him saying that's not what beat us. The Patriots beat us. But there's a lot of other players, Hines and obviously Harrison and Hoke, who thought that it had an impact on the game. That, to me, is different than the performance-enhancing drugs, I guess.
Well, no, I'm talking about you and Beltran, keeping him out of...
I know what you're saying.
Specifically sign stealing.
I know what you're saying. It's hard for me to explain. Probably shouldn't be different, but I look at it differently. I don't know why.
And when did they stop that?
Boy, weren't they warned?
It was Mangini.
They were warned about it.
And kept doing it.
And that's what was the real problem.
All right, let's go to 98. January 11th, Three River Stadium. We're going through the Steelers' record 16 conference championship games. Broncos 24, Steelers 21.
Is that Cordell like two or three interceptions? And that can still see Romanowski. He throws an interception, and Romanowski, basically taunting, tapped the side of his own helmet like,
yes,
you idiot. I remember that vividly. I was there that day.
And Elway clinched the game with a 3rd and 6 completion to 1 Shannon Sharpe.
And I remember his quote afterward saying, he's hoping these bridges, he says, I hope these three rivers freeze tonight because there's going to be a lot of people wanting to jump off the bridges.
He was a great quote. He always was.
I'll never forget that.
All right. Take a deep breath, Ron. Bring yourself fully into the present. And let's go to Three Rivers Stadium, December 31st, 1972, which would become a very tragic day in Pittsburgh sports history, of course.
Yep.
Dolphins 21, Steelers 17 in the AFC title game.
Larry Seipel, the fake punt.
Yes.
Which turned that game, and the Steelers could have prevented history because the Dolphins, that's the only undefeated season in NFL history, and the Steelers easily could have won that game.
Very competitive game.
That was a week after the Franco catch. But Larry Seipel, the big play of the game, a fake punt.
Yeah, and the weird thing about that game is the Dolphins were undefeated but had to go on the road because they had a rotating system.
They all alternated back then.
What a horrendous policy that was, Ron. Are you kidding me?
That was the way it was back then.
Wow, they had to come up here instead of home. All right, number 10, Patriots 36, Steelers 17, Gillette Stadium, January 22nd, 2017. I was drinking Dunkin' Donuts coffee, eating lobster roll, and an unbelievable dessert tray.
They ran out of gas with, you know, Le'Veon had carried them to those, to that game and tried to play, and groin injury, couldn't finish the game. And the Steelers weren't even close to being as good as the Patriots, even with Le'Veon.
I agree.
That was not a punishing loss, if you will. They had some punishing losses in the playoffs. That, to me, was the better team won, Le'Veon or no Le'Veon.
Man, I'll take that year any year. You get to the conference title game, even if you get embarrassed like that. They won a couple playoff games. That's a good year. Brady just tore them to pieces in that game. And at that point in his career, and maybe this is still true, Tom Brady, in six games against the Steelers in Foxborough, his numbers, 171 of 239, 2,100 yards, 21 touchdowns, and no interceptions. Come on. Even for Brady, that's ridiculous.
No interceptions is unbelievable.
All right, we'll get to the last loss, and then we'll do the wins next.
The wins will be more fun.
Number nine on the list, January 6th, 1985 at the Orange Bowl, Dolphins 45, Steelers 28.
I was there. I covered that one. I can remember Don Shula coming across the field. He and Chuck Knoll worked for Don Shula. And this was the Marino, Clayton, Duper Dolphins.
Yeah.
Unbelievable offensive show. And Chuck Knoll reaches out his hand, and you can just read his lips. He goes, wow. Like, that offense you have is unbelievable. Wow. I'll never forget that.
That's a great memory from that game, Ron. That's why we pay you the big bucks here.
I can still see Knoll walking across the – I wrote about that, walking across the field and saying, wow, pretty impressive.
You know what else is impressive that I still can't believe?
That the Dolphins didn't win the Super Bowl.
They got dismantled by the Niners defense. Right. That was the closest Knoll would come to a Super Bowl after the 70s, and it was Marino, the guy they bypassed, who threw for four touchdowns in that game, Ron.
It was a wow, literally a wow moment.
All right, let's get to the wins. There have been eight of them. It's funny, the Steelers are 8-8 in those 16 games. And we're going to start.
When will they be in a 17?
Oh, and we're going to start with an incredibly memorable game from an iced over Three Rivers Stadium. We'll do that next. Twitter brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Peters Township. Visit them online at southhillsjeep.com. You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. How about social media's biggest loser today, Ron? Brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com. I might have to nominate Fulzy for the Sheltie snafu earlier today.
Plus his defiant reaction
defiant,
to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, like, how dare you suggest my replacements have done a good job?
That's well said. So Fulzy unfortunately wins that award for today. Let's get into the good times. Some wins in these AFC title games next on Cook and Joe.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.